What is the benefit to the public? Why are we doing it? Brigantine's interest, the interest of, you know, the mass of the people of Brigantine, or the city itself in some way. There is no public benefit to it. This is affecting areas of the dunes which would not be traversed by the public under any circumstances and just happen to be adjacent to, or in some cases, you know, across the street from, the homes of the people who we have arbitrarily designated as having special rights to groom the dunes to their liking.
We think that somebody who lives on the waterfront or the beachfront or the dune front, that they kind of like riparian rights or something. They kind of own that space, but really it's owned by all taxpayers, and that one particular, one specific homeowner is doing what they want with a public asset.
That's 100% right.
It just seemed to me we were handing out, you know, free passes for somebody to take a bulldozer or a shovel or a machete or whatever and kind of do what they want.
How is it that we have arbitrarily said, because your property happens to be proximate to a dune or close enough to a dune with no intervening property, that you have special rights to go into public property and do something for your personal benefit? And because I don't live by the beach, I don't have that right. My neighbors don't have that right. The people on every block around me for about a mile have no such rights. You're in there messing with an ecosystem that works. Wildlife habitat, it's flood protection, it's aesthetic benefit. And the best thing they can say in support of it is that, well, we don't think that it's harming any of those interests. But it certainly doesn't advance, if that's the best case, it doesn't advance any of those interests. The only interest it ever advances is the purely private interest of somebody who wants a better view corridor down to the beach.
I got the sense that the DEP, the Department of Environmental Protection, may not be totally on top of this and fully apprised of what's going on here.
It seemed pretty clear from last night's discussion that no one has reached out in any fashion to DEP to let them know, which again, if you believe that the program is perfectly permissible and it's consistent with your beach management plan, why would you not have taken 10 minutes to reach out to DEP and call them, send them an email, and just say, here's what we're proposing to do. Are we okay? Maybe you got to wait a little while to get an answer. Well, that doesn't seem to me such a hardship, because if the answer is you can't do that, or you need to modify it, or you need to get our permission, then wouldn't that be better to know before you get out there doing it? You know, picking any of the sites that have been approved, which presumably, and I have no reason not to think this will be the case, there's not going to be any effort made to reach out to DEP and, you know, wait until we have a determination from DEP if this is okay. So I'm going to assume that this work will be, having now been approved, will be underway very shortly. I would urge people look at, and it was part of the record from last night, they had the addresses of the six locations.
If the brush and the dune and all the things that grow out of the dune starts to infringe upon that property line of that property owner, they can go to the DEP, that property owner, and get permission to do some trimming, anything that has encroached their property line. Is that correct?
Well, even more than that, in most cases, yeah, when something grows over into your airspace, you could trim it back to your property line. But again, that's not what's happening. People going well out into the dunes.
So how deep can they go into the dunes to create a more open vista to the water, which I presume is the reason why they want to trim back those areas of the dune?
I don't have the ordinance in front of me, so I'm doing this part from memory, but I believe they can take it out to the crest of the primary dune in the dune field, which, depending on where you are and how the dunes are configured at that location, you could be talking about going, you know, 50, 100, maybe further feet out into the dune field from your own property line.
There's an awful lot of wiggle room here, it sounds like.
Yeah, particularly when we're talking about a program that is of no identified public value.
The name of Dr. Stuart Farrell, an environmental superstar over there at Stockton, he was brought in to provide some color, some commentary on, you know, some broad issues in regards to the beaches and the environment. But for some reason, they keep on bringing up Stuart Farrell as if he's a part of the permitting process. Did I understand that watching the video or what?
His name is invoked pretty readily. He was brought in for the program, but what he addressed when he was talking to council was the regulatory structure that DEP has generally for the maintenance of dunes, and you know what he spoke initially to whether DEP imposes limitations on what a town or somebody, a private owner who happened to own land that was a dune, what they could or could not remove. And the answer to that is there aren't many things which DEP would not let you remove. But then the flip side of that, which I asked and which he answered quite candidly, was, is there any requirement for the city or a private party to remove anything from the dunes? And the answer to that is no, there is no requirement. So DEP does not oblige us to get in there and groom or maintain the dunes in any fashion. That's a decision that's entirely in the discretion of the city in the first instance. And it's a decision that, again, should be made based on some identified public interest that's of sufficient magnitude.
Brigantine Dune Maintenance Permitting Process.
Last night, council was asked to approve and did approve the first six applications that had been filed by homeowners to do maintenance activities in the dune field. And then council votes to approve or disapprove, and they approved all six.
The ordinance, it says all applications shall be reviewed by the city engineer. And to the best of my knowledge, that is still part-time Ed Stinson, correct?
I think the final version of that allowed for it to be the engineer or the engineer's designee who would do the review. That would be Mark Coyne as the zoning officer. If, in fact, again, I hear about it for the first time last night, that that's the person who had done this review. So if it's the zoning officer, then it would be Mark Coyne. If it was the construction official, then that would have been Rich Stevens.
So Mark Coyne is who you think is the person doing the review of the dune that could soon be maintained by that homeowner?
By all six, yeah.
Council has to green light it. Am I reading this correctly?
Yeah, and in fact, the process would have further requirement that at the end of the work, there's supposed to be a review, in this case, just by the engineer. There's to be a review at the end of the work to, presumably, ensure compliance. In Brigantine, we have a substantial dune field, which I don't think generally is present down beach. And we also have a beach management plan between the city and DEP. And the beach management plan covers a wide range of activities and uses and restricts certain things that can and can't be done on the beach and in the dune field. The beach management plan is designed to preserve that, and more so for the protection of endangered species and preservation of natural wildlife and plants in the dune field. A beach management plan does cover a wide range of things, like in the grooming at the beaches. There's a lot of restrictions about the way we can do it. There's different areas designated as the what they call the recreation area or the cooperative area, and that's based in part on where there's historically been nesting grounds for piping plovers and leased terns and other native bird species that are to be protected. And part of the beach management plan is that there's supposed to be, as I read it, an ongoing dialogue between the city and DEP before we do anything which is either not permitted or specifically prohibited by the beach management plan, or something which may be a new undertaking, like we're doing here with this dune maintenance program. In my view, and as I read the beach management plan, not only a coordination with DEP and a notice to DEP that this is happening, but in a lot of cases, it's going to require, I think, the approval of DEP, either for the program in general or for individual applications for work under the program, depending on where it's proposed to do the work. One of the questions I asked, which I've asked many times and gotten no answer, has anybody from our side, from Brigantine's side, actually looked at the beach management plan and evaluated whether what we're doing, is something that's consistent with the plan? Is this something that we need to or should be communicating to DEP about before we undertake it? And up till last night, I'd never gotten an answer. And last night, the answer I got was that the manager said that she had looked at it and had made a determination that we didn't need to do anything. I asked why our city attorney hadn't been brought into it, and I didn't get an answer to that.
It's a little disconcerting to us taxpayers who want to keep the beauty of the dunes, but we also understand that the dunes can grow pretty big and crazy, and there does seem to be some kind of maintenance necessary on occasion.
I'm not sure I'm going to agree with you on that last point, because you got to remember this program is designed just to allow people into the city-owned portion of the dune field, where you have cases of either vegetation growing over the property line into privately owned airspace. Well, they can certainly trim that back and always could. And if you have cases where the dune itself has encroached over somebody's property line, that person has access to DEP to get permission to do whatever they might need to do in their owned property.